All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shechlech. From the Ntlakemk territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys on this February 27th, 2025, on Free Voices. Our subject is going to be on relaxation. And we have some of our usual co-hosts coming in. Hopefully we can get a hold of our high diving champion of the world, Wegedesk. We have Mr. Salar from Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We have my brother Shkwait Shechlech from Gwaishkina, BC, and also the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. So stay tuned for those co-hosts and their talks. And we also have some awesome music coming up from you guys. For you guys, we have some music from Portland, the hippie death cult band. We have Space Slug. We have John Lee Hooker and ZZ Top, the Kins of Frog Island from England. And if we have enough time, we'll have some Marcine. Acoustic guitar specialist artist, man, he's pretty awesome. Anyways, thank you all for joining us. We welcome all our listeners in from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Switzerland, from Sweden, from Poland, from Italy, from Spain, from Egypt, from Africa, from Russia, from Ukraine, from Japan, from China, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States, all across Canada. Welcome to our odyssey of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice. So we thank all our listeners for giving us their ears, their hearts, and their minds for this special 1 hour to help us all improve this world to a better, special place that it should be in the universe. And so we're going to start off our program with some energetic music from Hippie Death Cult and their song called Arise. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody. This is Hippie Death Cult.
Simple lives to play. I saw
a powerful song. Welcome back, everybody. We have on the line with us, we have our brother Wegedesk from Mi'kmaq people, a high diving champion of the world. And man, what a powerful song. That was Hippie Death Cult, Arise. And they describe it as, let's see where I was reading it, on a special part of it where it was describing its... another reminder to question everything and trust your own inner compass when navigating the path of truth. And yeah, man, that was awesome.
Awesome, bro.
That's,
those are good words.
Yeah, so welcome, Wegedesk.
Thank you. I'm so honored to be tuning in with you guys and spreading good vibes throughout the airwaves. Thanks for being in the studio today, Chief. And playing those amazing songs for the people.
Oh, yeah, no problem, man. We'd like to start off our program right, and we'd like to ask you to lead us through some deep breaths.
Absolutely, bro. I'm glad you reminded me because I was forgetting to do them.
Well,
let's get ready for these deep breaths by relaxing our shoulders, our jaw, our belly. Nice having a big, nice Buddha belly to just relax the body and let it feel safe. And as we breathe in through the nose, let's bring in all the sunshine and fresh air and the love that the universe has for us. And as we exhale, just let everything go. Don't even think about anything. That's the best part. All right, let's do it. 3, 2, 1, in through the nose. Nice. Yeah, get that good sigh on the way out. Two more. Nice, and one more.
Ooh.
Oh man, that air is magical.
Oh man, it sure is. It's awesome. Always a joy to get that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, and up to our brain, and getting us all fired up and ready for an awesome subject, which our subject today is on relaxation. And would love to hear your words on that.
Yeah, absolutely, Chief. That's a good one. At Eagle Nation, I know we're always pushing forward with a lot of vigor and a lot of enthusiasm to keep getting things done. So relaxing can be actually quite difficult for a lot of us as we're living in an increasingly busy world. And I wanted to share a story about my diving experience where actually time off was more important than time on. And that was after I had placed third at the Junior World Championships in 10-meter platform high diving. And I didn't even take any time off for Christmas. But I knew that after that huge success and hard work, that it was time to relax. And that's why we do our deep breaths. Because, you know, we're so busy all the time trying to get things done, thinking about things. And we can actually be so busy that even when we try to relax, we can't do it very well. And so that's why we do our deep breaths and things like meditation and, you know, counting your blessings, prayers, all these things help us relax and take us out of the super busy world that we are undoubtedly surrounded by and saturated with. And so, yeah, my favorite part about relaxing is the deep breaths, man, especially the exhale. The exhale is the part of the breath that is the relaxation part. We got the active in and the relaxing on the way out. So that's what I got to say about relaxation, Chief. How about you?
Well, it reminded me, I was thinking a lot about the, you know, when we were going through the whole corona thing, and I was remembering, like, you know, the three things that would help us and our immunity system in fighting, like, simple things like colds and flus. And there's three major things that we can do ourselves, and that's to eat healthy, drink healthy, and get as much rest and sleep as we can. And these three things, if we do these three things, they improve our chances against getting sick. When we're, you know, full of healthy food, water, juice, anything that's providing us with good hydration without chemicals like alcohol or other ingredients, like from the high energy drinks. Some of them are pretty toxic when you really get down to it, because we can easily overdo it. And anyways, this is what I was thinking of, like getting good rest takes relaxation. And to get really good sleep, we can focus on our breathing. And
agreed.
And when we can do that, it helps us to relax. We get that oxygen into us. We can practice like Zen yoga, which has a lot to do with breathing. And once we can focus in and control our breath, deep inhales, deep exhales. I like what you were saying, how it's relaxing on the exhale. And focusing on these kind of things is very important for our health, our mental being, and our spiritual being. So when we can do these things, it improves our chances on, you know, getting sick or just getting lost. And a big thing that can harm us is the lack of sleep and lack of relaxation. And I was thinking about that a lot on just what it, how it affects us, especially in the indigenous communities where, you know, we've all experienced with our family members that have gone through residential school and the traumas of these terrible things that the indigenous communities have gone through. And I wanted to like address like some of the things. They sound like common sense, but the reality of life now is it's not as common as we think it is. I use myself as an example. You know, a lot of times I got, seemed like I was under the control of my phone. And I just kind of like mentally trapped and just following it the whole day long. And
yeah,
getting,
I agree.
And sometimes getting lost. And, you know, we got to be aware of these things that affect us. And we can help each other. We can remind each other and help each other improve ourselves. And one of the improvements we can do is to relax. We can calm down, and helps us to think and think for ourselves. And I like the words of that saying on about the song. Another reminder to question everything and trust our own inner compass when navigating the path of truth. Man, that's powerful. Yeah, so
yeah, I agree.
So yeah, and a big person that was in my life, everybody knows her, Counselor Fari. She was a big, huge person in my life. And it took me a while to realize that, you know, I need to relax. And I didn't know subconsciously I was in mourning, and it affected my sleep pattern. And now that, you know, I'm able to be aware of it and realize that, yeah, I got to relax. I got to just follow a lot of the examples that she gave, a lot of the positivity that she brought to us all. And we just got to continue to practice and carry on. And I really enjoy speaking with you and talking with you, because we both experienced Councillor Fari, and we received a lot of positivity and growth, and just special to connect with you and talk about all these things. So thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Lots of love to you and everybody else at the studio and around the world and the universe listening. Thank you so much, and we'll tune in again next week, brother.
Awesome, beautiful. Thank you, brother. You have a great week and weekend, and we'll get together next week. Bye for now.
Sounds good, brother. Bye for now.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk, the high diving champion of the world. Always an awesome, special time to get him to join us and lead us through some relaxing deep breaths and share some beautiful wisdom and knowledge that he has from his experience as a high diving champion. So we're going to carry on with our program, and coming up next, we're going to be having our member of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, Mr. Salar, and we're going to listen to him. And we're going to play a song for him from Space Slug and the song called Hyper Mountain. So have a listen. Enjoy, buddy. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. right, we're back. That was Space Slug and the song, their song Hyper Mountain. And these guys are from Poland, and one of my favorite bands out of Poland. And we have on the line with us, we have our brother, Mr. Salar from Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. How are you doing, Mr. Salar?
Very good. Especially now that I'm in the community of all your loved ones. Yes, very good.
Thank you so much. I wanted a nice, powerful song for you, and Space Slug is always performs very well and deep. And we have a deep subject today with you. Our subject is on relaxation, but I would also like to talk about your recent development that you were trying to do and reach out and get some help with assistance to an ongoing problem in your community with the suicide of a lot of the youth in the native communities there, indigenous communities. So, take it away.
Cool. Okay. First of all, I really say a warm sigh from the bottom of the heart to all of you, to you, Chief, your very loved co-worker, and all your listeners around the world. I'm really happy to be here and share my thoughts with you and learn from you and get the energy. Thank you to give me the possibility. As I received from you the topic of today, topic is relaxation. And when I look at this word relaxation, it comes out with the meaning of it, which is the absence of tension in our mind and body, in that very same order, mind and body. So then it depends on what worries us the most. I believe, or I would say, this is our future. When we think about it and find out what is the most important thing for us as a human being to build our future, we come to the answer that is most probably our resources. So what type of resources would that be? Which resources are the vital for us to have? Are they natural resources? Are they climate? Or are they people? I would say most probably the people are the best and the most important resource of humanity. But in that huge group of resources, the people, what is the most important part in this group? I would say definitely children and youth. Why? Because they have the best chances to improve our future. And if, and this is the very big and important if they have the right guidance and the right education, then they can improve our future. In order to just again underline this,